Hi everyone. I apologize at 9:42 in the morning that I wake up. First thing I am is fucking pissed off, right? It's Monday. It's supposed to be a good day. Everybody's going to the work day, but no. I cannot believe the levels of intellectualism we are reaching is fucking crazy. I literally cannot believe this. Like, at what point does this shit get fucking stupid? Again, a month ago, what was the point I made, everyone? Keep your dick in your fucking pants. It is not hard. Keep your dick in your pants. But no. This is what happens when you deal with people like this, okay? This is what happens when you deal with people like Parlo who can't fucking keep their pants themselves. Like, it makes us all look so stupid. Okay, I want to give you all context. I will be sharing some tweets in this space that I found out at the glorious hour of fucking 2 in the morning. 2 in the fucking morning. Okay, I was getting ready to go to sleep. I get sent this shit of Parlo standing on a live stream with 500 people talking about how he likes it up the ass. What the fuck are we doing anymore? Like, what the actual fuck are we doing? And me and Parlo, for context, also at a truce, I said I would not be tweeting about you. Because I know you're going through some shit. I had empathy. That's odd. That's really odd. Considering that Parlo has no fucking empathy for the people he calls child predators. Literal child predators saying, he says, I love child explicit abuse material. Yep, he says I apparently affiliated it, I've endorsed with, you know, death by association. Huh. No, honestly. And it blows my fucking mind that people are still defending this and saying how not empathetic I am. When this is the shit I fucking go through, I know exactly what Parlo is going through. And excuse me if I wake up to a bunch of comments literally defending Parlo. Saying he's going through a rough time. Oh, guys, he's going through a rough time. Oh. But the thing about the rough time, these were all things that were caused to him by himself. Here we go. This is where they say, you're victim blaming. No, I'm not victim blaming. How the fuck does this happen three fucking times. Three separate instances, three separate dudes. I wake up at 2:48 in the morning. I message all of his friends. I'm like, hey, what the fuck's going on? Because I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I hear that Parlo has rented out a fucking condo. He did this in October. He rented out a condo with his YouTube friends, with other friends from, you know, his furry community or what have you. And they were all just hanging out in this Airbnb in London, right? If you read the document, it is very, very public on Twitter. And this all happened quite literally. Because Parlo was spreading around his private activity that could have been private. I don't need to know, Parlo. Nobody here needs to know that you like it up the fucking ass, okay? Nobody here needs to know that. That's just, it's out of line. If you want to be a safety advocate for children, they don't need to know how you take it up the ass. But yet Parlo will say the same thing about other creators, right? He'll say how other creators support child explicit abuse material because they're talking about adult topics on an adult forum. But here comes Parlo, literally, quite literally, 3:38 a.m. last night. This went on for 4 fucking hours. Parlo hopped on a live stream of a guy. This guy's channel name was called, it's stupid, I know it's stupid, but it's called Dickers. And he was standing with the person who is implicit in this, called Wolfgang, and if you know Wolfgang, his name is internet adjacent. He was the one who was working with Parlo on the pyrocynical video, right? They were very close for years, sort of had a friends with benefits situation, which nobody needed to fucking know, by the way. But somehow, Parlo's work every week isn't about the kids he protects, because he can't name fucking one. In fact, with Parlo's situations, he can't name one. He can name all the situations he's fumbled with the fucking police because he puts his fucking ego, his stroke-ass ego, on the line, doesn't listen to law enforcement, doesn't listen to anybody, and still keeps doing what he does. Even when his friends are like, no, don't do this, He goes ahead and does the opposite. And at some fucking point, I need people to stop babying him. Look, I will come out on record and say that I don't believe Parlo is a pedophile, okay? I don't think Parlo would willingly text a 13-year-old. He used to be my friend, and I will never, ever call someone the most fucking vile name on this earth. Pedophile to me is the most vile name on this earth because there is no justification for liking children. There's justification for murder, sure, but there is no justification for liking children, and I will never call Parlo that. So before he says that I'm gaining him threats, I called him a pedophile, no, I actually didn't. I will never fucking do that on camera. Never. And even behind the scenes, I won't do that because I'm not fake. But yet me, reminding you guys, me, my full name is fucking public. What I do is fucking public. Where I live is fucking public. Everything I do is tracked with a documentary as well. Like, what? Like, and somehow I'm the one who's faking what I do. Literally, most of you have met me in real life, know that what I do is fucking real, and know that I don't do it for cameras, and a lot of the shit I do is not shown on this page. Because the reality is, it's not for glitz, glamour, like, ooh, I'm a safety advocate, fund my bills. Like, I never, ever, ever will ask my followers for money like that, to fund my shit. Because if Parlo knew, if he really wants to continue this safety work, there are honorariums and grants he can apply for with the government, but nope. Instead, it becomes our fucking problem that he wants to have gay sex. Like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. Like, it was so ridiculous, guys. On Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, which I don't really celebrate, right? Because I'm Indigenous, I don't really believe it's, like, real. But what have you. I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and I get a thing that says, I am platforming Uena. I am platforming Uena, who supports child porn, you know. She does this, you know, she does that. She makes weird videos. Oh, so obviously I'm like, what the fuck? I don't support child porn. I don't do this. And so what happened is I've actually been getting the whole story behind the scenes. I've been meeting with the very real people in real life with that Parlo has affected. And everything he is saying is literally so fucking stretched and over-exaggerated. Do you want to know the incident that Parlo is talking about when he refers to Uena supports child porn? I will tell you right fucking now. Do you guys know that image that Albert shares of the bald Roblox character from 2009 with the cylinder-looking front plate or what have you? That's what he's calling child porn. That is what Parlo is calling child porn. He is stretching it so far, ruining these people's lives. I am not kidding. These people that I've talked to have gotten real fucking threats from Parlo. Real people have been implicated in this. Real police have fucking been involved, okay? This isn't some little stupid shit that Parlo spreads around. Parlo doesn't verify anything. He just goes, oh, yeah, upload. The amount of shit that Jandal and other people have had to experience because of Parlo quite literally throwing around a nameless claim is fucking insane. BMW Lux doesn't really even have a stake anymore, but no. All of this happened years ago, but Parlo will run with whatever narrative he can. Right? Uena was painted as a full-grown adult, right? Full-grown adult who, no, she was 19, and she posted a picture of that Roblox character with cylinder-looking front chest plate to her 300 whole followers, Parlo, and you call that child porn. And furthermore, Parlo's fans are fucking vicious. I hope you guys know that this man could suck dick live on camera and they'd still defend him saying, oh, it's his mental health, guys. Oh, it's his mental health. Oh, like, fuck. Like, it has nothing to do with your mental health. It has to do with you making an adult decision that nobody else needs to fucking know about. And same with Wolfgang, okay? I don't like internet adjacent either. I don't like any of these fucking people. I make it very clear who I do not like. And I even say it in the real world. I make it fucking very clear. And that's one thing that people cannot say about me is, oh, I'm fake. No, because I'm not. If I dislike you, I will come up to your face and be like, I hate you. Doesn't matter real, doesn't matter fake. I will quite literally do that. And all of the shit spread around was complete fucking lies about these people. Everything you see is complete fucking lies. And it actually makes me upset because, like, it's always the same people who he targets too, which makes no fucking sense. Always the same people. And quite frankly, I'm going to come out on record and say this. I think that the Uena videos they're not my taste, okay? I will say that. But one thing they aren't is influencing children to get BBLs, which was quite literally what Parlo said. Do you know how fucking expensive a BBL is? What kind of child is going to Claire's and being like, oh yeah, let me drop 10 grand on a fucking BBL? No, the whole point is it's over-exaggerated. The whole point is it's fart humor. Do we not remember reading, like, Mad Libs when we grew up, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and all it was fucking fart jokes and Zooey Mama? This is the same thing. But no. Parlo does this. I believe Parlo is an actual fucking bully at this point. Because he'll go after me, right? I don't care if he comes after me. I'm a full-grown adult. Come after me. I'm begging you. Don't go after these people. Come after me, a fucking adult. Pick on someone your own fucking size, Parlo. I'm sorry, but pick on someone your own fucking size for once. And not a smaller creator who probably, you know... These people are fucking trolls. They're actually fucking trolls, okay? Like, they post rage bait content to get a reaction, and gives them reaction, and all he does is actually distract from the actual issue instead of what fucking matters. The actual issue right now, let's talk about the actual issue. Bill C-37 was shot down in Canadian government, and you want to know what that did? That actually protected kids in a lot of these online safety harms. And what are we doing right now? Drafting a new bill because Mark Carney came into government, and as such, all the bills have been, like, thrown away. You've probably heard of COSHA. You've probably heard of all these things. And that's what I was doing 2 days ago, okay? 2 days ago, I was in the University of Toronto speaking on generative AI and how it is affecting our children and the policy that needs to be implemented that is going to be taken to the Canadian government. But no, Parlo doesn't do that. Are you kidding? No. He makes a YouTube video on Stop It, Israel versus Palestine. Like, he acts like he's fucking Moral Jubilee. And this is what really makes me mad. Moral Jubilee. He'll be like, oh, 99 cannibals versus one vegan. Ugh, sides are getting tense. No, they fucking aren't. If you had insight into your head, maybe you wouldn't think this way, okay? I think the way I do because I was raised by the diverse people around me. And I talked about this in my speech at rally. I think the way I do, and I will speak for other people that can't speak for themselves, because they are silenced by people like Parlo. That is why I do what I do. I'm very aware I am white passing, and so that is a huge privilege that a lot of people don't have in this fucking space. Because the second you are a person of color, they treat you less seriously. And you know what? People like to say, oh, it's equality versus, you know, equity. You know, everybody's equal. No, that's not how the world works. And I'm sorry if this sounds stupid, but it's not equal for a lot of people out there. Okay, to play fucking fantasy is not how these worlds work. And you notice how these the exact same people who always talk about it, it's white teenage boys, and I'm sorry, but it's always white teenage boys. And people frame me as fucking crazy for saying this. They see me, like, they frame me as crazy, like, as if I don't know what I'm talking about. This is what I've spent my fucking life doing. This is what I continue to spend my life fucking doing. I host classes practically every weekend at my local library teaching digitally illiterate parents how to monitor their children in Roblox. And I do this for free. I don't do this for a paycheck. I'm very passionate about Roblox, and I'm sure everybody else is here, because Roblox raised me when a lot of people didn't. And that's why all of these people, including Schlepp, want to protect Roblox, because it raised us when a lot of people didn't. We were very self-sufficient kids, and we needed to have an outlet for our space. And I'm sure anyone who does the work that we do can say that. Roblox is something special, and I truly believe that it puts kids into STEM careers, right? I know Kiwi Farm's gonna fucking clip this. I don't care. My info is out there. Please do what you will with it. Please do what you will, because I've seen everything. I've had everything. I've had these things thrown my way. I've had your packages fucking come to my house. Okay, I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be public enemy number one. You look on YouTube. What does YouTube think about me? No, Twitter and YouTube are completely different separate places. YouTube says I'm against the predator movement. No fucking research into who I am. But apparently me, out of all people, is against the predator movement. What did Parlo do? Spread that around. Say, you don't do anything. You don't do anything. Everything I do is documented public. Well, most things I do is documented in public, minus the private things that are obviously under contract. But it's all documented in public because no matter how many times you try and scream your name into these people's, that I do things, I don't do it for a camera, I don't do YouTube, I don't do any of this because I don't want to make money and I feel fucking sick if I did. No, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, this is not a question of who's right and who's wrong. It's a question of who has the most power to point at the circus peanut elephants. Everything that goes around is fucking wrong and I wish you guys could see it. Unfortunately, there's so much legality behind the scenes involved And there's a lot that isn't being shared. And so with this incident, Parlo had this Airbnb, right? There was him and a couple other people. They went to London. And initially what happened is about a week before this vacation happened in October, Parlo claims he was being coerced into sending $1,000 US for a ticket to fly this person from America to the UK, which is where Parlo lives, right? Not getting further than that. But it's just fucking crazy to me. And he claims, oh, I didn't scam people because I didn't use the money on it. But Parlo, you misled people. That is basically scamming people. You claim to everyone that you were the Robin Hood of the fucking Roblox community, right? You're saving kids. You're doing real work. And so anyone reasonable would think that the money that was from that fucking GoFundMe was being used to do, I don't know, real work. Maybe pay your editors. Maybe do real shit. But instead, no. That's not what happened, guys. Are we kidding? It's a repetitive behavioral pattern. Parlo claims and uses the safety advocate title like he's fucking, like it's his fucking savior of Christ. And at this point, how many times has this happened that I've seen behind the scenes? 3. Where Parlo wants dick, he goes, random person, you know, shit happens, blows up in his face, and then he comes crying to the internet saying, oh my God, you know, I was coerced. No offense, but buying a plane ticket is a very adult decision. So is sex, okay? I think anyone here can say that sex is a very adult decision. It is not something that minors should be doing, in my opinion. And it is not something that adults should be talking about on a live stream to possible minors. Let me make it clear, Parlo is not a pedophile, and I understand why he had to do it. But if we're at the point, my point about this is, if we're at the point where someone needs to talk about very, very intimate details in complete detail for 4 fucking hours on a live stream, maybe they shouldn't be a safety advocate. Hot take. Parlo will ping everyone in his server, as he always does. He goes, go, my humble states, as to, like, his fucking work, because, oh, I'm attacking him. I'm a misandrist. No, me and my girlfriend on Thanksgiving, we're quite literally laughing about this, because we're like, I'm a misandrist. That's the worst you can say about me, is that I hate men. Really, that's the worst you can say about me. And he compares me. He's like one of the most disgusting people in this space. No, fucker. There's Nazis. There's pedophiles. There's extremists that I have witnessed. I am not like them. And to compare them like them because your little fucking feelings were hurt by a 500-like tweet. 500 fucking likes. This is what he's fucking freaking out about, having a temper tantrum about while in this bed at Airbnb after doing activity. He was like, oh no, I need to check Amy Farms. They hate me. Well, hot take. This is why I quit YouTube. It's not good for your mental health. You will want to kill yourself while you're doing this sort of YouTube work. And it's why I quit YouTube, because at some point you need to realize that you cannot handle this behavior on your own. And this has been going on so many fucking years. Like, how long have I known Parlo, guys? Pandemic? Probably longer. I've known Parlo 5 fucking years. And in 5 fucking years, from him growing up until now, it's literally the exact same behavior. Parlo needs to be validated. So he goes to someone for gay sex, and now the entire fucking internet has to hear about it. How can you be a safety advocate when you refuse to put real details about yourself? And I won't put those real details out. Let me make it clear. You refuse to put any sort of credibility, real details, or portfolio about yourself out. You refuse to link resources in the description. Other creators do this. Other creators have done this. They link Cyber Tip Line. You look at Schlepp, literally telling people the resources that I provided to him. That's great. This is what we need people to be doing, because you never know who could be watching your content and could possibly need that resource. And I understand not everybody is going to be reaching out to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Kids. But I do understand that if it helps one person, your work matters. I will always say that. The audience size doesn't matter. But it does matter to Parlo, because Parlo will position himself. Parlo's whole thing is basically like a scapegoat, okay? Parlo, with his 600K YouTube subscribers, will target people with like 10K or, you know me, 12.5K, and acts like I'm some sort of hive mind influencer. I am not a hive mind influencer. I'm not even a YouTuber. I have 12.5K followers on fucking Twitter, and somehow I'm still live rent-free in these fuckers' minds. I do my work, and I leave people alone, quite frankly. I know a lot of people see me as a LARP, don't do anything, but this is because of what Parlo has spread. The idea that misandry is the worst crime in the world, and quite frankly, I don't hate men. I never will. I don't hate Republicans. But no, instead he'll come out and literally stretch the shit out of things. Right, again, Parlow, when we called him out for saying, hey, you know what, maybe every RDC attendee isn't a pedophile and these are working fucking families that need to pay bills, and maybe his situations aren't fucking black and white, which you'd know that situations aren't black and white given your past history. And Parlow, I catch a stray for no fucking reason. He's like, you talk shit behind the scenes, you're a misandrist, you're a racist. And I'm like, are we fucking for real? The topic of the question was how you are literally trying to insinuate that every RDC attendee is a pedophile. And people are like, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean by that? People can't speak up in RDC in public forums because the Bilderman Q&A wasn't recorded, right? What do you mean by that? And he goes, oh, and then he has to correct what he says because he doesn't think before he posts, okay? This man doesn't think before he posts at all. He just posts. And if you, I dare you, someone with a platform here, tweet one thing about Parlow. Parlow will see it. Parlow has literally come out on record and said that he has a fucking Twitter addiction. Like, Parlow literally has a Twitter addiction. Like, Parlow spends at least 6 hours a day on fucking Twitter. I'm not even kidding. He has notifications on for every time someone tweets his name. And even if it is a troll account, even if it is a one-follower account, he will claim these people are fans of me, doxing him, oh, what have you, and I'm leading this some sort of evil mastermind hive mind. And I'm like, no, I don't endorse these people. I've had to come out on record. Like, the whole documentary, there's literally a section of the documentary that says, I don't support doxing because it fucking happened to me, and I got real consequences from it, you know, what have you. And yet he still comes out and says, I support all this stuff. Yet he still comes out and says, I don't do anything, because it's all a fat-faced fucking lie. It's all a fat-faced fucking lie. And I truly believe that Parlow did this because he was not a good person in 2020. A lot of us weren't. Okay, let me make that clear. But Parlow used to be known as a lolcow. He would do a lot of things. He would bully people. And then he essentially tried to turn that narrative around, which is a lot of what you see these safety advocates doing. They don't actually give a shit about children. They do it because they have skeletons in their fucking closet. Parlow refuses to come out on record with his actual name. Why? Because not good stuff comes up. Let me just say that. When all this stuff comes up, and he used to be known as Parlow Phone Records right before Parlow or what have you, and it was just fucking stupid. It was all he said, she said, he said, she said. And it's dumb. Like, it's just genuinely dumb, because I'm like, at some point, I don't believe he actually did it for, you know, helping kids. I don't believe he actually does it to help kids, because we've lost the fucking plot. Like, I would never thought 2 years ago, or even four, when I knew Parlow as my friend, I thought he was a good lad trying to do a lot of work. But even 4 years ago, we warned Parlow. We said, you need to put on your own oxygen mask before you put on others. You can't help other people when you yourself are struggling. And let me make it clear, Parlow has been through some really hard things that I don't feel is my place to talk about, because that should be Parlow's place to talk about. They've been hard, and I will never, ever dismiss Parlow's trauma, okay? Fuck, everyone in this space is sort of fucked up. Let me make that clear. But we're like, you need to get it under control before your meltdowns start affecting other people. And I would say the Twitter meltdowns started happening in about 2022. Or Parlow would quite literally respond to anyone who tweeted about his name in a negative fashion. Doesn't matter if these accounts had one follower. Doesn't matter. He just still responded to them. And we're like, Parlow, you're wasting your fucking energy. There will be people who hate you. There are people who hate me and haven't even met me. And that's the reality. But a lot of what Parlow's problem could be solved with doing is quite literally going outside. Going outside and seeing the real world and doing things away from YouTube, which I'm proud he quit YouTube. I will say that right now. That is a good decision that Parlow made, is quitting YouTube, because of how fucking insane it is and how fucking fake it is. It is not worth it to make, what, maybe $120 a video US for exposing people or doing the work that a lot of other people don't want to do. You know what I mean? And then they come back under a new username, right? There is no real world facet of accountability. It is just them coming back under a new username. So what have you? Parlow dated some people who are random, like literally fucking random people who didn't even know the name, didn't even know the age, had no verification or anything. And then he'd break up with them, and then he'd come to us crying about it. And he'd be like, if my video doesn't get a certain amount of views, I want to actively harm myself. And I still do believe that Parler carries around that mentality to this day, that everything is about validation or what someone in his life couldn't give him. I don't believe he's actually doing it to help kids, because Parlo has never been happy. And all the times that I've literally interacted with Parlo, he's been happy once, and it's when he hit 200K subscribers. He's not happy. This man is literally a miserable, miserable magnet. And that's for me. Let me make it clear. I'm a very negative person. I'm a very pessimistic person. But everything we'd hear would be, oh, I got myself into this again. I got myself in this. And at some point, it just got fucking exhausting. His friends were like, I can't do this anymore. Eventually, what happened in 2024, Parlo teamed with a lot of the safety creators in this community who generally summarize situations. They defended him. They were his good friends, right? You have Gwango. You have Board Gamer. These are, in my opinion, decent people who want the best. Honestly. I wouldn't be saying this. And I know a lot of people think I hate everyone and anyone. I don't. If I've talked to these people on the record, I don't hate them at all. You know what? Maybe sometimes they might do not with the most legal option, but I do think that they have good intentions in mind. They just need someone like me who works more in the academia and legal space to really guide them. Anyways, I just feel incredibly sorry because it has become such a spectacle. You look 2 weeks ago, that thumbnail that Parlo has put out on record and said goodbye, right? And it has his Roblox character hanging from suicide in an attempt to solicit donations. I tend to solicit all of this, saying how poor me, poor me. And I'm going to come out and say something very adult, okay? When you're an adult and you do this safety work, I'm sorry, but the real world does not give a fuck about poor you. I would know this. The real world does not give a fuck. And I don't care if this is victim blaming. I do care that the real world, the real adult world, has real consequences. And a lot of Parlo's followers don't know this. A lot of Parlo's followers are, quite frankly, children. They are between the ages of 13 to 17 is honestly what I would say is most of Parlo's audience. That is what my audience was, so I'd assume Parlo's audience would be similar. Anyways, continuing. These kids haven't lived adult things. And so they see people. They are like mini Parlos in a sense in 2020. Right? They have stuff going on at home. They see someone and they think, man, I want to be like him. And as a safety creator, I've had that happen to me, and it's something that can literally move you to tears. It is a beautiful thing knowing that there are kids out there that want to be like me. And even though, you know what, a lot of us, we don't like ourselves. I think anyone here can say that. A lot of us don't like ourselves, but we try and be the best version that we can be of ourselves every day. But you receive comments from these kids, and these kids often have situations going on at home, right? To a lot of people here, Roblox is an outlet, and I understand that. So what these kids will do is they'll see Parlo going out, right? Schlepp puts disclaimers, right? Schlepp puts disclaimers. He has, I have a professional team. I work with law enforcement. Please don't do this, right? It detracts a lot of kids from doing what Schlepp does because we know that what Schlepp does, only Schlepp can do, okay? Only Schlepp can do, or people who are, you know, actual caring and lose money behind the scenes can do. But Parlo's kid followers see this, and they're like, oh, well, maybe if Parlo's going under an anonymous name and, you know, he's fighting all this stuff and bringing awareness, I can do the same. And so you have these mini Parlo documentary YouTubers that kind of pop up, basically regurgitate whatever he says. Parlo has a server dedicated with a bunch of these boys. There's probably, like, I don't know, not much girls in there, but it's all these teenage boys who see Parlo as some sort of God, heaven outlet. And think, man, I want to be like him. I want to help kids. And let me make it clear. I think people start in this space for the good intentions, but they lose their mind over time. And I think that is truly what happened to Parlo. Parlo was friends with these 2024 YouTubers. I know we all have a contact network behind the scenes because if shit goes on, we need to be able to tell each other, whether it be safety, whatever it be that. And I help these creators out on often a daily basis. It's a lot of what I do. And that's the reason why I don't share a lot of what I do, because there are real victims involved and it is not respectful for me to be like, haha, oh, so someone is a pedophile. And also, there's a lot of legal implications. If you tweet someone as a pedophile, a lot of people do call the police now. You know what I mean? It's just better to go through the court system and make actual verifiable shit. But, you know, what have you. And these creators, I mean, you look at Gwango, right? They would defend Parlo on a daily basis because they believe what Parlo was doing was good work. And I believed what Parlo was doing was okay work up until 2024 when this whole shit happened. And what went down with that kid, pretty much lying about her age, okay? I do believe that that child lied about their age, but I believe it was also extremely obvious that that child was 12. I do believe that. I'm sorry. I think Parlo thinks with his dick and not his mind a lot of times. And because Parlo is so ill himself, and every time we have tried to get him help, the UK system isn't exactly reformatory when it comes to that. They just let him back out, and we're like, what the fuck? And you know what I mean? Like, this cycle has been going on for almost 4 years. 4 years, Parlo gets himself into fucking outrage. 4 years, he's got ops and shooters. Like, it's just fucking exhausting, and I'm tired of it. I genuinely believe that Parlo is better without YouTube. I'm so glad he's off it, because at some point, it's not worth it. At some point, Parlo has been called every fucking name in the book. At some point, we know every fucking thing about Parlo, and that's not the truth. We shouldn't know those kind of things about Parlo, right? And the reason I said the pick me gay comment is because I believe Parlo hides behind his sexuality to affirm the fact that he hangs out with a lot of these influencers who are very alt-right wing behind the scenes. Let me make it clear, I do not hate Republicans. I don't. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've started to see differing perspectives in mind, and that everybody has the best intentions in mind. They just have different ways to do it. Okay? Parlo will come out on record and say that I hate people because, you know, I'm misandrous, I'm homophobic. Me homophobic, bro? How am I homophobic? I'm sorry, but nobody knows me like that. And I don't make my sexuality my entire fucking personality. I don't. Because that's not who I am. I try and use my platform to spread things about important things I feel I should say about. Right? And I don't necessarily have an agenda behind it. A lot of people think I'm public enemy number one, but I do not have an agenda behind it. My agenda is in the real world and the real work I do. It is not on Twitter. Which I've been starting to realize that Twitter is a toxic place, okay? You will have these Parlo supporters who will defend quite literally anything he does. And quite literally anything. It's just fucking wild to me how Parlo can always claim mental health when his mental health has been dookie balls since, like, 2020, and he hasn't done anything to improve it that's actually, like, listening. A lot of what the therapy that Parlo goes through in particular is accountability therapy. The therapy that Parlo should technically be taking is called DBT. I know this therapy. I'm very familiar with it. And the entire point is that it preaches accountability. But Parlo, every single time, do you guys notice how Parlo every single time has an excuse every single time? Like, somehow it's just never him. It's just never him. Like, it's just such a repeated behavior. Parlo, you know, talking to someone, didn't know their age, and, you know, blew up in our face about how turmoilish it was for him. But he put himself in that situation. Parlo put himself in that situation. I will say this, and I will say it again. Please do not get in an online relationship if you are a content creator if you do not know this person's real details. If you don't know them on a very regular basis, please do not get into an online relationship with a content creator. Speaking lived truths here. And we're like, Parlo, please don't do this. Please don't do this. And then Parlo again just talks to anyone with a fucking dick and wants validation from them that he can't get from the important people in his life. So when that blew up, I remember seeing, I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck happened now? And I got sent it by everybody in this fucking community. And yeah, no, I do believe that Duke lied about his age, but the thing that Parlo didn't do is Parlo didn't report it properly, and A, Parlo shouldn't be talking to people like that. If you have a very public persona like Parlo, or a safety advocate persona, you should not be talking sexually online underneath that name. I think that completely dismisses the point of you being a content creator, a safety content creator. And Parlo, in his videos, and even in the description, says, my content is for parents. If a parent sees that your thingling is sticking out, will they trust you? No. They all think it's skeletons in your closet, and I believe most people here can say that. Right, incident number two, Parlo dates a random person a year or two prior, and we're like, Parlo, please don't date this random person if you don't know them. They break up 2 weeks later, it becomes a whole thing. And we're like, oh my god, like, it's so fucking exhausting. And now this comes out, that every one of them pegs each other behind the scenes. I was like, what the hell? Did anybody ask to hear about this? No. Nobody asked to hear about this. Like, literally nobody asked to hear about this. And the fact to me that is crazy is that, like, how does he just put this out in public? He's like, I'm defending myself. No, maybe you don't need to. This is a really hot take of mine, but the reason it started was because Parlo was saying things behind the scenes. You talk shit, you get hit. then it ended up with this Wolfgang internet adjacent guy literally talking and saying, you know what? Hey, something's not right here. And let me make it clear, I don't think Wolfgang is a very reputable source either, but I also think Parlo has had this situation happen so many times to the point where he is an unreliable narrator. I think he's a very unreliable narrator because the shit he says is either entirely stretched as shit or just not real. Like, if you were to go to court and be like, did this happen? Did this person send an SOW to minors? He'd be like, no. The judge would be like, no. Because nothing Parlo does is actually legally proven. That's the problem. When you stretch things, you lose the meaning of them. When everybody is painted as this sort of virtual signaling politics of he a pedophile, she a pedophile, everybody a pedophile, it just loses the meaning. And it's so exhausting because I woke up at 2 a.m. and I dealt with this. And Parlo in this live stream beefs with this person, internet adjacent, for full 4 hours. And Parlo's friends, the ones who have protected him all these years, because they believed in him, they trust him, right? Behind the scene, we all go through a lot of shit, and I get why you'd want to bond with those people. Telling him, Parlo, please stop talking to an audience of quite literally 483 people watching as of 3:28 a.m. about bad dragon products. Please stop talking about how you like it up the ass with a purple dildo. No, that is no joke. Who needs to hear this? Nobody asked to hear this, and all of this shit should have fucking remained private. But instead, everybody fucking knows that the Parlo shit, which is the reason why I say the pick me gay shit. Everybody fucking says it. And so now, another thing has come out, and Parlo's loyal steeds will defend him once again, saying he's in a bad mental spot. He's gay, and that's really hard. You know? Okay? So is quite literally everybody else in this space. And I've heard some things that I really do not want to hear behind the scenes, and when they do come out, it will be fuck again. Fucking hell again. I truly believe that the reason Parlo hates himself is because I believe in some sort of mind that Parlo is trans but can't accept it. And so he projects it on everybody else that is actually proud of who they are. And uses it to spin some sort of narrative for me. But my entire point of this space is that if you make an adult choice, you should be able to deal with the adult consequences. And this is rule number one of being an adult. I mean, Parlo's 18, 19. He should know about being an adult. Considering his entire persona is revolving around adult behavior, maybe he should know that adult behavior is adult consequences. So this is Parlo asking his 15-year-old fan base to clean it up for him and defend what he's doing. And I believe, honestly, no, maybe the money may have not been used for that and been used for expenses, but if you're paying about, okay, let's take the average cost of rent in the UK, probably about 1.5K rooming, right? If you're paying a 1K paid ticket and that using 600 of that money towards your rent, that's kind of scamming in my opinion. I'm sorry, but that is completely misleading children into paying for your gay sex activities. And quite frankly, nobody wants to see that. So you will see a lot of shit come out the next couple days. And let me make it clear, both people are very unreliable narrators. It is very much an he said, she said situation. But one thing I will stand on is that I believe Parlo scam people. And I believe this is completely embarrassing for him to talk about on live stream stretch allegations and what have you, zoophilia. Oh my God, it gets so fucking stupid that I lose brain cells every day. But I appreciate you all listening, and I'm going to end it out here with one statement. Please keep your pants on.